You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Boyan to score and Stoke to win is 7-2. Adio Mercy Mbakani to score and Norwich to win is in the betting at 7-1. Derek, Stoke through to the next round of the FA Cup with that 2-1 win against Doncaster City at the weekend.
Doncaster City now?
Doncaster Rovers at the weekend. While Norwich were thumped. They should be Doncaster City.
Yeah, that sounds better, actually.
While Norwich were thumped by Manchester City.
Norwich Rovers or Norwich City?
Norwich City, that one. Were thumped by Manchester City at Carrow Road.
I know, and it was. I didn't see that game, but reading the report, it sounds like it was almost a gimme for City, that wasn't it? I thought Norwich might just catch City on the right day when Manchester City seemed not interested in the Cup. But in fact, it was the other way around. Norwich were plainly not interested, and the comments from the manager afterwards suggested exactly that. You'll see a better Norwich side here, but 11-4 Norwich to win at Stoke, or 11-4 West Ham to win at Bournemouth. Come on, you know,
they're teasing us with all these prices.
I've got to go for Stoke. Stoke 21-20. They're a better side than Norwich. They're playing well. They've got magic in the side. Norwich haven't. And they're playing at home where, okay, their form at the Britannia isn't as strong and impressive as it used to be, but they're still well capable of beating Norwich. I think that's a big price for Stoke. Yes, another decent price.
I wonder if Alex Neil will take a lot from that Liverpool game. I know it was only in the League Cup, but Liverpool pressed them high up the field and unsettled Stoke, and they didn't have any answers really, because they play that different style of football now, and instead of just lumping it up to either Crouch or Walters, they tried to play against Liverpool and it didn't materialise. I think Alex Neil will, we know that his side works hard, Norwich. I think they'll press from minute one in this game.
Yeah, I can imagine that as well. Stoke's home goal scoring form, that worries me. 10 goals they've scored at the Britannia in the Premier League in the 9 games. Admittedly, 6 of those have come in the last few matches. So, you know, you look at it, you think, well, you know, maybe the showing signs of improvement. The 4 games, 6 goals. That's obviously, the ratio is much better there. Norwich have scored more away goals, though, than Stoke have scored at their home ground. And Norwich have kind of gone the other way. They started out scoring goals, and now they've kind of dwindled away. So only 3 of those 11 goals that they've scored away from home have come in the last 5 matches. One bet in this. I totally agree with Derek. I think the odds against price will be very popular for people here. 21-20. Stoke do need to bounce back. You know, I think, you know, they've not been in terrible form, of course, but I just think they've got the ability here. The defeat to West Brom, you know, and the defeat to Liverpool, and then obviously they got past, you know, Donny, but it was a close run thing. Our boss here, Ben, who was at the game, and he said Donny really should have got something late on there. I think they're just showing signs of fatigue, Stoke, here, but good game for them, and I think they'll win 2-0 here. So Stoke to win 2-0. I think they could win this like 1 or 2-0. I love that little bet. I've never backed it yet. Match to be 2-0 at any point.
Yeah, I think watching that. 7-5.
I like it.
Yeah.
I never go and then check it and then go look back and see how many of them have landed. Yeah. I need to do a little bit more research before I put it up. But just the Stoke to win 2-0 for me is the bet, 21-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.